Good morning. Welcome to Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. The yellow bus has long been an icon of public school systems, but in many big cities, tens of thousands of students make their way to and from school without the yellow bus. They navigate public transit. And more school systems are switching from yellow bus to public transit services to save money. About 30,000 Baltimore City Public School students regularly ride the city bus to and from school. Getting those kids to school on time on public transit can be difficult. Middle and high school students can apply to attend any school they want in the city, regardless of how close it is to where they live, which can make for a long commute. Producer Jonna McCone explores how much we know about youth transit patterns and the issues these young people face getting to school.
Asia, I'm picking you up.
Sharon Roland Glenn is waking up her sleepy daughter, Asia, as her daughters get ready for school on a chilly, early February morning.
My name is Laurel Glenn. I go to Digital Harbor High School, and I woke up at 5:30.
Today, I'm following Laurel on her daily commute from West Baltimore to her school in Federal Hill. A few vacant stop blocks of large row houses, a white shotgun church anchors the corner of the quiet street.
We are going to the 15 bus stop. It's around the corner from my house. I would have took you to the 23, but it's too unpredictable and I have to get to school early today. Well, on time.
The sun isn't quite out yet. The streets are mostly empty as we wait for the bus across from a convenience store and a liquor shop.
It's two of them coming. That means one of them is late. Is someone running for the bus? Because if you miss this one, Lord knows what time you'll get where you're going.
Several years ago, Sue Fothergill, now senior policy associate at the nonprofit Attendance Works, started a working group to examine attendance problems in Baltimore. She said transportation quickly became the focus.
When you talk to young people in any part of the city about what are the challenges they face about getting to school every day, transportation comes up again and again, whether you're talking to a kid at Patterson High School, if you're talking to a kid at Baltimore School for the Arts.
And problems have gotten more complicated with citywide school choice.
For some young people, they're traveling pretty great distances from their homes to their schools because that's the school they want to go to. But then our transportation system, the MTA, is not necessarily aligned to or purposefully designed to help to move kids from where they live to the schools that they've chosen.
The bus system in Baltimore, of course, is actually quite old, dates back to pre-MTA days to the Baltimore Transit Company.
That's Michael Walk. He works in the Office of Service Development at the Maryland Transit Administration, or the MTA.
A lot of the lines designed as they are today are really focused on sort of the downtown core. A lot of the service funnels people into that area, where a large portion of the jobs and opportunities are.
And most schools aren't in downtown Baltimore.
So the students themselves, you know, usually have to make a transfer or two to get from the neighborhood that they're starting from to whatever school they're ending at.
Though the MTA is trying to improve service through its bus network improvement project, federal law prohibits public bus services from making changes that exclusively serve schools. So the MTA is limited in what it can offer. Again, Michael Walk.
And that sort of gets into the catch-22 about public transit serving as the main school bus for a school system. Public transit is designed around as many markets as possible. Then the fact that students need to take that same system to get to schools, you know, we don't change where a route goes because of school alignments, but we do offer what we call tripper service.
So on select bus lines, routes deviate to go closer to schools or run more frequently when lots of kids are on the buses in the mornings and in the afternoons. After the number 15 bus takes us downtown, Laurel and I catch our second bus. In a few more stops, things start to get crowded.
They're still trying to get on. They don't want to be late.
Oh my gosh, can y'all go to the bank?
Students are streaming on the bus. Each beep you hear, that's another student trying to get on.
The bus is packed, and we just passed a lot of students on the bus stop.
They couldn't fit on it?
Yes.
Which causes a ripple effect. The stuffed bus leaves kids waiting at the next few stops. And then there's a fight. Laurel sat quietly with her blue and white striped backpack on her lap. She's almost always on time. But for other students in the city, getting to school regularly, much less on time, is a challenge. Lateness has been such a problem at Digital Harbor that students who are late have to scan their finger on what Laurel calls this fingerprint thing. After 3 late arrivals, students get detention. Sue Fothergill says kids who are regularly late are more likely to be chronically absent.
If a student is chronically late and missing their first period class and falling behind academically there to the point where it becomes really difficult to catch up, it affects their overall capacity to stay focused in the rest of their classes as well. We know from the data that there is a relationship between the late kids and the absent kids. And we also know from the data that the likelihood that you're going to go on to graduate precipitously declines.
According to a 2010 study, 25% of students miss more than 20 days of school. Nationwide, groups are working to better understand attendance, but there's still very little data on how kids get where they're going and how transportation relates to attendance. Baltimore City Schools and MTA could not give me information on average commute times for students, the number of times students need to make transfers, nor whether any high schools are more than a half mile from a bus stop. The only data I could get was on ridership numbers by stop and time intervals. Again, Michael Walk of MTA.
You know, actually, we haven't looked at that data ourselves. You know, we have a good idea about what bus routes are used by students could hypothetically look at the data to see if students are making transfers between, but not in particular to look at that. Based on what we've been told by the school or by students themselves, you know, in some cases it might be half an hour, some cases 45 minutes, depending.
Of the handful of students I spoke with at two high schools, many said their commute takes them longer than 45 minutes. Walk says next year MTA will conduct a survey to figure out where bus riders are coming from and going to help prioritize routes. And students can now text their complaints to the MTA. About 10 to 15 kids do so each week, mostly on issues of lateness and crowding.
We kind of sit in the middle of both worlds. Yes, you know, the best line of communication is through the administration. So, like, if there's an issue where kids are unable to get to school or leave school because of some sort of transit issue, it's best that that's communicated to the school leadership, the principal. So that's part of the official process, is the school puts in a request into the headquarters, BCPS headquarters, who then compiles those requests and send them to us.
Michael Walk had a few examples, but I asked John Land, Deputy Chief Operating Officer of Baltimore City Schools, several times to cite a situation in which a change resulted from a school or teacher complaint. I still have not heard back.
It's 7:47, and in about 10 minutes, we'll be late.
Back at Digital Harbor with Laurel, an administrator there told me transportation isn't an issue. Students just have to wake up on time. As students poured into the main entrance, I asked them about their commutes.
Opposites start to show, where those who live in the neighborhood, they're easy to get here on time. They can just simply just walk across the street or have their parents come. Whereas people like for myself, we have to catch the bus. And see, for my parents go to work early. So that's another main factor for me having to make sure I have to get here on time.
I take 2 buses to school.
How long is your ride on each bus?
Like 45 minutes.
On each bus?
Yeah.
Are you late to school very much with that commute?
I'm late to school all the time.
How do you usually get to school?
The subway and then a bus. It's not that long. I would say like a good like 45 minutes.
Sometimes the buses don't even stop at the stops. They just automatically just go past you and they see you right there, and that's not right. You just sitting here, all you doing is trying to catch the bus and just come to school, do what you need to do, and go home.
I've been here, this is my 4th year now, and it takes me 2 hours to get here every day.
That last student you heard, Destiny, goes to City Neighbors High School in Northeast Baltimore. At her school, students, teachers, and parents conducted surveys and worked with MTA to move the bus stop just around the corner from their school. Danique Dolly is principal there. He spent some time walking with students to and from the bus stops.
I had students who had actually fought on buses. And then if you're fighting on a bus and you see this person all the time, they know when to try to get you. So we try to alleviate all of that by having the buses closest to us. So we know that the students getting on the bus are our students.
Safety on the way to the bus stops is also an issue.
My school is near Harford Road, but if the students took the quickest route, they would have to pretty much cross the street like that game of Frogger, where you're pretty much dodging and going back and forth to get across the street. We have no clue as to what the students deal with. We definitely don't have a clue because we don't take public transportation. I don't take it, I'll be honest. I know most of the teachers don't take it. So how are we speaking for the students or the youth when we're not the youth on the buses every day? We don't get up in the morning and have to figure out, you know, the best route and where to sit and all that and deal with people trying to rob you every now and then. We don't deal with that, but the students do.
Dolly thinks transportation is a barrier, just like other hardships that keep students from getting to school, like family obligations or falling behind in classes. But he's quick to say that if students want to be at school, they'll find a way to get there.
My attendance rate is in the 90s. I have some students that take an hour and a half to 2 hours to get here, but they know the value of being here, so they'll do what it takes to get here. And they do that knowing that transportation will be that slight obstacle and challenge of the day and figuring out the best route for themselves or the best time to get here, you know, or who, what friend they need to go with to get here. But is it a challenge? Yes. Is it a challenge that can be handled, that we can overcome? Yeah. Because if the school is interesting and the student really wants to get to the school, they're going to come. And I have plenty of examples of that.
So the question is how to fix the system. Laurel, she made it to school on time, but many kids don't. A group called Hack Baltimore is using data to get a better sense of students' needs, specifically those of homeless students. And several developers recently released a bus tracking app to replace MTA's clunky web interface. But without more data, and relying mostly on teachers to communicate the issues, it seems part of school choice means a heavy transportation burden for some students. Reporting for Maryland Morning, from several bus lines in Baltimore, I'm Johnna McCone.
And I'm Sheila Cast. We've got a link to more research on school transit, interviews, and pictures, all at our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. Thanks to our intern, Estelle Klein, for her help with this story. Ahead on Maryland Morning, hot gypsy jazz in the studio. You don't want to miss it here on 88.1.